You're listening to SBS News.
A Labour-dominated Senate committee has determined Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton misled Parliament when he said he had no personal connection to the employer of an au pair he granted a visa. The committee has also found he only learned about two detained au pairs because of people with personal connections to him contacting his office. But Liberal Party senators on the committee have termed the inquiry shambolic. Mr. Dutton now faces a no-confidence vote in the House of Representatives and a possible censure motion in the Senate. Ahead of the release of the findings, he'd predicted they would find he was, as he phrased it, a bad person.
I suspect they're going to say that I'm a bad person. The evidence won't back that up, but that will be the claim, of course, made by Labor and the Greens. Now, that's their political angle that they want to take. Obviously, they thought they had a star witness who proved to be discredited. There is no third case, as referred to by one of the witnesses. The witness didn't come forward to be cross-examined. This is nothing more than a witch hunt.
Liberal Senator Jim Molan has told Parliament the hearings failed to find a smoking gun, any evidence of wrongdoing, or in fact, as he put it, even a gun. But Labour Senator and Committee Chairwoman Louise Pratt told Parliament Mr. Dutton had no basis for claiming he had no personal connection to the au pairs. In June 2015, after an email request from a former Queensland Police colleague, the minister granted a tourist visa to a woman detained at Brisbane Airport. Then in November of that year, he allowed another au pair to enter Australia after an appeal by AFL head Gillon McLachlan. The release of a cache of emails before the release of the findings themselves revealed the Australian Border Force had disagreed with that intervention. The Border Force warned of possible financial liability for the department because the woman already had a return flight booked. In another case, Mr. Dutton personally contacted a host family to let the family know the outcome of a decision. The minister does have a power to intervene in visa cases under the Migration Act. Labour, meanwhile, has redoubled its efforts to refer Mr. Dutton to the High Court over his eligibility for Parliament. His financial stake in two publicly funded Brisbane childcare centres could present a potential conflict of interest. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says putting the matter before the court is the most sensible course of action and says the opposition is not the only party suggesting it.
Julie Bishop has said it. Malcolm Turnbull has said it. Anne Toomey, constitutional expert, has said it. The Solicitor General himself has said that there's an arguable case. Why is it that this government is hiding from the standard they even set for Barnaby Joyce? So we need government MPs to just consider, do they want to be part of a government which was relying upon a minister who does have a legitimate cloud over his eligibility in the parliament?
And the Greens continue to threaten to move a no-confidence motion in Mr. Dutton. In Question Time, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he wasn't interested in discussing the issue further.
Once again, I refer to the statement by the minister on the 13th of September, where he said he'd complied with the requirements under the Statement of Mineral Standards and the Cabinet Handbook, and I've taken advice in relation to my position, which puts the question beyond doubt. Now, Mr. Speaker, the Cabinet Handbook is a public document. Here it is, public document. It's quite straightforward. Its wording is quite clear. It does not say whatever the opposition wants it to say to suit the political purposes they try to pursue in this parliament.
Mr. Morrison has yet to reveal the results of his investigation into whether Mr. Dutton recused himself from discussions over childcare funding. The previous Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, had begun that investigation. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.